97.3 Nash FM, Peoria's Country, your insight to all things country. And we have a big weekend coming up. It is Tailgate and Tallboys. And to make sure you have all the information, you need to have the best time possible. Leon from Inked Entertainment is here with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've had a long day today getting ready for the first day of Tailgate and Tallboys. The stages are set. We're ready to go. We've been watching from out our windows in the studio. We can see everything going on. So let's go through day by day. So tonight we have,
you know, the big headliner coming in is Chris Jansen. We have Whitey Morgan coming in. Coming on before Whitey Morgan is Ward Davis, and then Ryan Beaver will be kicking off tonight.
That is a packed Thursday night. A great way to kick off your weekend. And then Friday we start a little earlier.
We do. So the gates open at 3 o'clock on Friday. Our first act actually is going to kick off. Rick Monroe is going to be playing at 4:30. And then we have Upchurch the Redneck, which I know a lot of people have been excited for in the area here.
Yes.
So this is going to be a really fun group. Whiskey Myers is coming on at 7 o'clock. And then we have Cody Jinks, and followed up by Aaron Lewis will be in kind of capstone in the whole evening.
For both nights, we have two stages going on.
So we do have two stages. We're calling them one is the Tailgate stage and one is the Tallboy stage.
Okay.
And so our main stage is directly below the I-74 bridge. So it is the big stage that we've been using all summer,
all
of our shows.
Yeah.
And that is our main stage. And so the majority of the shows on both tonight and Friday night will be on there. And then we also have a stage which would be directly located behind that. That is butts up against the Gateway building. So that is the Tailgate stage.
Saturday, we're going all day, right?
We're throwing it all in. So
all
that's
right.
That's the final day of our six-date festival this summer. And we really pulled out all the stops on Saturday. We are running three stages all day.
Okay.
And so the gates open at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And we have actually a total of 12 bands playing throughout the entire time.
It's a true festival. I love it.
Absolutely. You know, we got four bands on each stage, so we'll be running what we're calling the Bud Light stage, but locally you can know that as that'll be on CEFQ stage. And then we also have our Tailgate stage and our Tallboy stage running the whole way too.
All right, and that's going on all day Saturday. We're just going to fill the riverfront with country music. And this is all wrapping up our Tailgate and Tallboys that's been going on all summer long. And if you haven't gotten tickets to this weekend yet, how long can we still buy tickets?
So actually, being as today is the kickoff for our first night, this will be the last day that you'll be able to purchase three-day passes. For only $45, get you into tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, all the shows. And so that
a lot of bands.
And so you'll be able to see all that for just $45. We also tonight are offering what we call the Outlaw Country Pass, which is just $25. And that gets you into Thursday and Friday night. So you can purchase both of those tonight only at our box office, which is located at the Gateway Building downtown. The box office will be open until the show ends tonight, so you'll be able to purchase them all through there. Individual day shows will be on sale all weekend long at the box office. You can stop down there and pick those up at any of the shows on those days.
All right, and what do we need to know? We're coming down, we're parking, we're going to the show. Can we bring lawn chairs? What do we need to know logistically for this weekend?
Absolutely. If you get on, actually, Limelight has been a great partner in this, and they have a parking map right on their website. So if you have curious about parking on there, you can jump on limelightpeoria.com, and there's kind of an interactive map on there that you'll be able to see a lot of that. We are running a shuttle service for parking. So one of our shuttle locations is at Obed and Isaac's here in town. We also have a shuttle running from Logan Steakhouse in East Peoria. And then from our kind of partner campground, which is Spindler Campground over in East Peoria as well, we'll be running a shuttle. So those run 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. each one of these three nights. And then they'll start back over at the end of the show and take everybody back.
So you guys are making this easy and convenient so everyone can just have fun. Enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. We'll have a lot of vendors down there this weekend. So we have hat vendors, we have food vendors, we have boot vendors, we have a lot of retail vendors as well. And so it make kind of add into the festival feel of this whole thing.
Yeah, we're not going to go hungry or thirsty. And another thing happening this weekend, you're going to make some announcements.
We very much are. So, you know, last week we we announce the dates for our 2018 Tailgate and Tall Boys. So we are ecstatic to be able to bring that back down to the Peoria Riverfront. It has been a wonderful summer for us, and I think for all the concert goers as well.
Yes, it's been amazing.
And so we are going to be announcing at least one, but possibly two of our headliners for our 6-date series.
Ooh.
And so if you are wanting to be first in the know, then be at the shows, I guess.
And if you're starting to think about how winter is coming and it's not as much fun, we can start looking forward to next year. In fact, we can get tickets for next year coming up soon, correct?
You absolutely can. We actually will be going on sale to the general public for our 6-pack pass for next year, which is only $49 for 6 dates next year. We don't have a lot of the headliners announced yet, but if you can kind of take a picture of what we've done this year, then we can guarantee you we're going to go bigger and better with next year.
Oh, man,
so
yes.
Those will go on sale to the public next year. So
fantastic. All right. And I always get a lot of questions about the weekend logistics. We're coming down. Want everything to go smooth and just have fun. What are the big do's and don'ts this weekend?
Couple are, there are no coolers allowed on the riverfront inside the venue.
Okay.
And also there is no outside food or drink allowed in the venue. And, you know, we're going to have plenty of food and beverage vendors. Like, it's not going to be a concern whatsoever for you to be able to get something to drink or eat while you're there. But it is no outside food or drink and no coolers in there.
And that would include water too, correct?
That would include water as well, yes. Another one would be that anyone bringing kids with them, which this is completely going to be a family atmosphere, and we definitely encourage bringing the kids down to this, but anybody 6 years or under are free to get into the concert,
okay.
So they're not going to need a ticket. So if you can't find a babysitter and you want to come anyways, so bring the whole family down.
Come out, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the weather. It's going to be sunny. And these do's and don'ts you have posted.
We absolutely do. So you can find this entire list, plus a couple more that we threw on there, on each of the individual shows' Facebook event pages or on our main Tailgate and Tall Boys Facebook page.
We'll share it on our Facebook too, at 97.3 Nash FM. So you have a totally seamless and fun weekend.